Video: Neighbors Respond to Quarantined Woman's Need for Food. By Amy Furr on April 5, 2020. A woman in Norfolk, Virginia, is feeling grateful after her community answered her cry for help on Friday. When a doctor at Sentara Norfolk General Hospital told 34-year-old Shay Riley she most likely had the coronavirus, she was terrified, according to WTKR. "I broke down and asked the doctor, 'Am I going to get out of this hospital?' In my heart, I didn't think I was going to survive," she recalled. For 9 days, Riley experienced coughing, body aches, problems with her asthma, and a fever of 104 degrees. "It was really scary just being alone," she said, adding that she was thankful for the staff members who took care of her so well during her illness. "They made you feel like you were the only one that they were taking care of," Riley commented. When she was finally well enough to go home, Riley quarantined herself inside her house, but had no way to get food for the next few weeks. At first, she hesitated to ask anyone for help, but then decided to post about her predicament on the Nextdoor app, which allows community members to connect with each other. "Nextdoor makes it easy to talk to neighbors about what matters to you," a video on the app's website stated. "I didn't want to, but I can't leave the house and I did need some food and I just reached out to the community," Riley explained, adding, "I told them what I was going through." To her surprise, several people in the area responded immediately and overwhelmed her with their generosity and kindness. One anonymous woman left several bags full of things such as food, toilet paper, and cleaning supplies at Riley's door. She told reporters that during this difficult time, neighbors need to take care of each other. As the day went on, Riley said more people came by and left food and additional items on her doorstep. Now, Riley hopes to never experience something like the coronavirus again and is grateful for the care shown by her neighbors. "I don't even know these people. That's even more amazing, and that keeps my spirits up even more. I'm so happy to be home," she concluded.